Yo, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. If you're listening to this episode on the day it came out, then it's Friday. And I love Fridays. For you, it's the last day of school. For me, it's a day off. I don't have to go to work on Fridays. Fridays are fantastic. Listen, today we are wrapping up our focus on this question. Can guilty sinners go to heaven? And we know the answer is no. We need a savior. If that is true, how should it change the way we live our lives? Well, first of all, if you are not already rescued by Jesus and adopted into God's family, you should turn away from your sin, put your trust in Him, and become a child of God. But if you're already a child of God, this truth should change the way you live your life too. Let's talk about that some more after this dorky joke of the day.
Hey, Elijah.
Yes.
Why was the Roomba late to preschool?
I don't know. Why was the Roomba late for school?
Because it overswept.
Imagine if everyone in your house had the same problem and you figured out how to fix the problem, but you didn't tell anybody else. You fixed the problem for yourself, but everyone else still had to suffer. Once there was a kid who had that exact thing happen to him. His whole family went for a walk in the woods. Why they did that, I have no idea, but they did. When they were walking in the woods, they all got bit by mosquitoes. Every single person was wrapped up in mosquito bites. When they got home, they scratched their bites while they ate dinner. They scratched their mosquito bites while they watched TV. Then they scratched their mosquito bites on their way to bed. As this kid laid in his bed trying to fall asleep, he couldn't. Every time he almost drifted off to sleep, one of his mosquito bites would start itching so bad. Then he remembered something. In his backpack, under his bed, right there in the zip-up pocket on the back of the backpack, was a tube of magical no-itch cream. It was really just Benadryl cream, but his mom called it magical no-itch cream. He put it on, and soon he felt so much better. He drifted off to sleep, and he had a wonderful night of rest. But there was a real problem. His mom couldn't sleep. His dad couldn't sleep. His brother, his sister, they couldn't sleep either. They were up all night scratching mosquito bites. None of them had magical no-itch cream. None of them knew that he had Benadryl ointment. The kid should have known that his family was suffering, but he never thought about it. It didn't even cross his mind to tell them about the Benadryl cream he had. It seems like he didn't really care about the other people around him, only himself. Think about what we've learned this week. All of us, you, me, everybody, we're all guilty sinners who deserve a punishment from God that should last forever. We all need a Savior to rescue us, and Jesus is the only one who can do that. Jesus can save us from the punishment we deserve from our sin. Jesus can rescue us from being controlled by sin in our lives. And when Jesus does rescue a person, that person stays rescued forever. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know these things. But some people have never heard this good news. There are people you know who don't understand that they need to be rescued. They don't know that Jesus died on the cross to take their punishment and got up from the grave to prove that He was the one and only person who could save them. They don't know that if they turn away from their sin and trust Jesus to save them, they'll be rescued from their sin now and forever. They don't know these things, but if you told them, they would.